Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this second informational video about the next module coming up in the Athens Institute of Ministry for the UK and Ireland, which is coming up on the 3rd of December. And the topic of the module is church history. And you may say, why church history? Isn't that dull, boring, old, dusty stuff? And I would say, no, it's vital that you and I engage with the issues of church history, understand it the best we can to help us for our present and our future. Today, I thought I'd record a few thoughts on one of the books that are required reading for the module, which is this book, Renewing God's People, A Concise History of the Churches of Christ by Gary Holloway and Douglas A. Foster. So just to whet your appetite, there are 13 short chapters, really easy to read. Not a big book. What is it, 150 odd pages or so at the most? And I've really thoroughly enjoyed this. I've been part of the Churches of Christ now for almost 40 years. But there are many things I learned in this book that I didn't know or that shed light on issues of our contemporary situation that helped me to understand how we arrived at where we are and open my eyes up more to how those influences are sometimes helpful for me and church life and sometimes not. I think you'll find this book fantastic, even if you don't do the module, read the book anyway. But why not read the book and then have a chance to talk about it and learn a bit more about it with other people doing the course? It's not the only book, and we're not focusing exclusively on Church of Christ history, but because this is my background and many of us on this course, then it is particularly helpful. Let me give you a few little snippets from the book. On page 10 in the first chapter, they say this: studying church history helps us experience how faithful Christians in the past struggled to follow God in their own context. I think that's so helpful, not just looking at Church of Christ history, but at church history by and large, is to see how those faithful Christians, they struggled, whether it was personal struggles or the circumstances they were in, how they worked through those struggles to hold on to their faith and follow God in their context. That can be a tremendous inspiration to you and me. One of the things that came out clearly from the book for me, more clearly than ever before, is the idea that the founding fathers, you could say, of the Restoration movement back in the 1800s, that their goal was the restoration, not so much of a New Testament pattern of Christianity, but the restoration of a unified church. Their passion was John 17, Jesus' prayer for the church that all believers would be unified. So their passion was something Jesus wanted. I love that. If our passion is to be passionate about something that Jesus wanted, then that's got to be a good thing. Restoration they wanted of a unified church so that the world could be one for Christ. Not unity as a God in itself, but restoration of a unified church so that the world could be one, which is what Jesus wanted and what he prayed about in John 17. Thomas Campbell, one of those early church restoration fathers, you could say, said this about the church being one body. He said, because Christians are subjects of the same grace, objects of the same love, same divine love, bought with the same price and joint heirs of the same inheritance. So he's saying this is what makes us one body. Whatever denomination we are in, whatever our church identification in some sense, we're one body because we're subjects of the same grace, objects of the same divine love, bought with the same price, joint heirs of the same inheritance. These things that bond us together, these are the significant things. The authors make the point that to Campbell, actually Alexander Campbell, Thomas's son, they say that the purpose of restoring the ancient order was not to be legalistically correct, but to make the church the school of discipleship and devotion to Christ that it was intended to be. And I like that because there is a good deal of legalism, let's be fair, in Church of Christ history. But they said that wasn't his goal. His goal was to help the church to be a school of discipleship. The authors, near the end, there's a really good concluding chapter about the future, at least the way they see it. They say this. They say that they wish to see the Churches of Christ, if you like, as a movement, neither as an exclusive sect nor a denomination alongside others, but a movement in the churches and in society to call all people back to God through Christ. Can't really argue against that. Not an exclusive sect, not a denomination alongside others, but a movement in the churches and in society to call all people back to God through Christ. There's so much good stuff here. I thoroughly recommend the book. But more than that, I recommend the module. So please do sign up. Registration will be in the show notes. It's on the AIM website, aimukandireland.com. And if you've got any questions, shoot me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. This is for young Christians and old. I got word last week that one of the people who will be attending this module was only baptized. It will have been 6 days since he was baptized, and he's going to attend the module. It's for young Christians, and it's for older Christians like me, just as much as anybody else. So please do sign up. Pass this on to other people. If you've got any questions, let me know. And until I hope I see you again next, hopefully at this module, online or in person, take care and God bless.